show with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horan, Ken Kessler, and Doug Steffen has a well-deserved day off.
He's on assignment.
He's, I'm not sure I would ever actually give him the assignment he's on, but he's running around in Florida, could not get hooked up to the studio. You know he's a workaholic and would not be away from the show unless there was a good reason.
I think he's going to Disney World is what I think.
Well, we know he's going to Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, usually he would be here and then go to Disney World. Now he just says, well, I tried and I couldn't, so
right. I'm going to
I'll
Disney
see
World.
You guys tomorrow.
Take it up with Mickey.
Have a great day. So anyway, Jen and Ken and myself, Rich, are here with the stories you need to know today, including what's going on with the missing airliner in Malaysia. And Jennifer has an update for us.
This has captured the attention of just about everybody this weekend. Friday night, here's what we know, because there's a lot of mystery. There's a lot of stuff we don't know. But on Friday night, there was a plane that disappeared, just kind of fell out of the sky. It's a Boeing 777. It left the Malaysian capital of Kuala Lumpur.
Kuala Lumpur.
Is that hard for me to say every time? At about 12:41 a.m. on Saturday, it was supposed to arrive in Beijing at 6:30 a.m. that same day. 2,300-mile journey, supposed to be easy. But around 1:30 in the morning, air traffic controllers lost contact with the plane as it was flying over the sea between Malaysia and Vietnam. Now, no one knows what really happened next. The pilots didn't indicate that there was any problem. There was no distress signal. It just even radar didn't show too much of a problem, except it might have suggested that the plane may have changed course and turned back towards the capital before it vanished. But this was the safest part of flight. 2 hours in, this is when everything's autopilot, easygoing. So it shouldn't have been anything. It was a perfect day for weather. So no one knows exactly what happened to this plane. There were 239 people on board, 227 passengers, 12 crew members from all over the place, from the Asia Pacific, Europeans, North Americans. There were some Americans on board. And there were two people in particular who boarded the plane with stolen passports. And this is where people are starting to speculate that terrorism could have been involved. Someone stole an Italian and an Austrian passport. These citizens reported their passports stolen in 2012. And the real identity of these two are not known, although some people say they have a visual on them and that they may have been Asians, but that has not been confirmed yet. The tickets were purchased on Thursday for these two people, and they had one-way tickets with itineraries to book through to Amsterdam. So that's kind of all you know right now. Now, there has been some reports that there's some oil spills that have been found in the ocean, 1 6 miles long, 1 9 miles long. People are searching. Everybody's kind of gotten together to search for this, for the what could be the wreckage. 34 planes, 40 ships, search crews from 8 countries are scouring the area trying to find some evidence of something. But again, not a whole lot of anything. There's a little bit of debris.
They're going to need a deep sea team, and I guarantee you that the NSA, the CIA, and every other terrorist organization in the world is looking at those two passports and seeing if there's anything there.
Big, absolutely.
And hopefully not. I mean, but you know that's where they're looking. Because there's just no explanation.
Right.
This thing just fell out of the sky.
It's just gone. And people say it fell out of the sky, but not. It disappeared. I mean, there's really not been a lot of proven evidence. Like we said, there's some oil slicks. There might have been a door. But nothing can really be tied
exactly
to that.
It has to be something catastrophic.
Absolutely.
For you to not even get a Mayday call. It just fell out of the sky.
There was some speculation before the talk, because now, unfortunately, everybody's eyes are looking at these two with their stolen passports. But before that, there was some talk that it could have been a pressurization issue, or maybe they couldn't call for help because maybe everybody was unconscious. Hard to tell.
And that's what happened with Payne Stewart, the golfer, is they got a crack in the windshield, pressurization lost, everybody passed out, and the plane flew for 2 hours. Or an hour and something before before it finally just made a descent and crashed into a farm field, and that's very possible. But they're looking at all options right now. So, I'm sure as the days go on, we'll get more and more information. But
and really, we probably won't get definitive answers unless someone claims responsibility for it, or if they can find the wreckage.
I think if somebody were to have done something, they would have already claimed responsibility.
Could be.
They like to jump on this thing. They're sickos. Speaking of sickos, the kid who...
Did we have, before you move on, has anybody talked about this on Facebook yet, Ken?
Yeah, there are a couple comments. Scott says a lot of what we've been talking about and thinking. He says nothing but an oil slick would suggest no explosion, no breakup on impact, an intact plane, but no distress signals of any kind. A lot of questions on what looks to be a sad situation. And Jay says the plane didn't go down in the water. There are too many parts that would float.
Interesting.
Then where is it?
Yep. Yeah. The question, that's the big question.
All right, well, the father of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooter, Peter Lanza, the father, gave his first interview to New Yorker magazine. And I find this troubling and very interesting at the same time. This is the first time he's spoken publicly about his son, and he says the reason that his son shot the mother, Nancy, four times was one shot for each of us.
Wow.
One for him, one for her, one for his brother, and one for me. I mean, this is it's so troubling. But he says his son, and the reason I want to talk about these stories is because there are other people out there with mental disorders that need help.
And that can't get help.
And that can't get help or are being ignored and should have something done with them before other terrible things happen. And you know, God, we hope nothing like this ever happens again. But, you know, if somebody's out there with a problem, please get them help. And if you see somebody in your daily path that obviously has some kind of problems, get help. Don't
and
just
it's hard because,
it.
You know, it's easy for, you know, to be armchair quarterbacking people and their situations. But this guy, you know, the question is, as soon as Lanza committed this atrocity, you wonder what was his family life like? What was his situation? And you find out that, you know, the dad hadn't been involved in a long time. And he says, well, basically he had to leave the situation. And what do you do? I mean, do you walk away from your child when they're...
Well, that's apparently what this father did. He hadn't had contact with him in 2 years before the shooting. He says that he blames himself. He may have overlooked some troubling signs by accepting the Asperger's syndrome diagnosis, even though he says that Asperger's, he doesn't think caused this, the violent outrage that he had. But, you know, he said it made him a little quirky, but it wouldn't have caused this. He also said that his ex-wife didn't detect potential violence. So they didn't see this coming from him, even though, you know, he was kind of spent a lot of his time downstairs playing video games. They never saw him as a violent kid.
I think part of it is, do you want to believe that your child's going to be violent?
No.
You don't want to believe that.
But no. That's why people in the community or that you work with or whatever it is.
Teachers,
you know, need to kind of raise a red flag if you see something really weird.
I mean, the thing is, though, even with it, and we've become such a weird society. I mean, I think that it's the teacher's responsibility as an outside person who gets to know your child saying, hey, you guys might want to look into this. But at the same time, then you all of a sudden teachers are being scrutinized for being overly sensitive
right.
or, hey, it's not
right.
my kid.
It's none of your business.
Right.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's definitely an unusual situation, you know. I mean, but I think about, okay, my situation here in the workplace. I see people going up and down the elevators and in other offices. You see people at the lunch place all the time, people that you work with here. And what would you do if, I mean, we have a guy here, and he's worked here for 20 years. And, you know, he needs our help. And he's definitely a little, you know, kind of off the beaten path. But do I ever think that he would do anything? You know, no, I don't. But he's, you know, he has a tendency to kind of get crazy about certain stories.
This isn't a nice way to talk about Doug, Rich.
Doug would let everybody see. So, the father, Peter Lanza, said, "You can't get any more evil than this." How much do I beat myself up for the fact that he's my son? A lot.
Yeah, that's something to live with. You know, if you are a normal human being with a normal set of morals, imagine living with that.
He said he's offered to meet with victims of the shooting, and two families took him up on the offer. Can you imagine that?
No.
I got to give the guy credit for offering to do that, because most people would run and hide. And it's got to at least give some kind of closure to the family or some kind of answers to the family who just sits there and wonders why. Mm-hmm. At least to have somebody to sit face to face with.
Someone to step up to the plate, I guess.
And talk about it with. So he said it's a gut-wrenching. A victim's family member told me they forgave Adam after they spent 3 hours talking to them. I didn't even know how to respond, he said. A person that lost their son, their only son.
Yep.
So, it's tough. All right. It's 17 past the hour. Dex Steffens, good day.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Text CLEAN to 555-444 and get 15% off your cleaning supply purchase. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer valid in store and at staples.com through 3/15/14. Exclusions may apply. You'll receive one message per text. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase necessary. See staples.com/SMS for Staples mobile terms and conditions.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95. And shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140.
What's that smell? It's the smell of bacon. That's a bacon alarm clock. The story is at DougSteffen.com. You won't believe this. An alarm clock that smells like bacon on your cell phone? How cool is that? 21 past the hour on Good Day.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hour, Doug Stephens, Good Day, Rich, Jen, and Ken with you, along with Tommy Tight Pants, Tom Jones, number one song in 1971.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take the
Very nice, by the way. You talked right up to it.
I'm a professional.
But she always knows her place. She's got style. She's got bass. She's a winner.
Tom Jones with the number one, number five song this week in 1971. His socks and pants and friendly helper there.
And the lady is mine.
And a couple times a week we like to kind of see what was going on this week in the past year. So take a look at 1971. And here's the number four song this week in 1971.
I like this. Don't you just want to, like, sit on a beach with a drink?
Yes.
Yeah.
Glass of wine.
A little breeze.
Wife. And a girlfriend.
And a girlfriend.
Take a pick.
Yeah. Why not?
All right. A little bit more romance in your future here with the number three song from the Carpenters. That was the Temptations there at number four with Just My Imagination.
I knew you were.
In American pop music history, Karen Carpenter.
I know, but come on, really? There's something about the Carpenters.
You know, yeah, and I'm totally with you there. Normally I would be Miss Celine Dion, but I'm sorry.
It's okay. You can, you know what? I'll let you keep your man card and let Karen Carpenter have that.
You got to respect her for what she is. So if you want to get a little bit more gritty,
yeah,
it can't go any more 180 degrees from Karen Carpenter than this. At number two.
Just another word for nothing left.
The great Janis Joplin.
Nothing, love it.
Don't mean nothing, hon, if it ain't free.
Me and Bobby McGee.
If feeling good was easy.
About that girl on American Idol, Crystal Bowersox,
yes,
who did this song, actually.
Yeah.
And she did a great version of it.
But, and she was...
Everybody tries Janis, and it never works out.
But that girl was a kind of a Janis type. So yeah, you could let her get away with it. So we went from the Carpenters to Janis Joplin. That was 180
That's
degrees.
That's a big jump.
Now we go from Janis Joplin and flip back another 180 degrees to... No.
This is kind of an eclectic week in music, huh?
Here's the Osmonds with One Bad Apple, number one song in 1971.
I would say they were the White Jackson Five.
Oh,
they were trying to be.
You and everybody else.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. And they did it. They were very, I mean, they weren't as popular as the Jackson 5, but, man, they were big. Big, big, big. Had their own TV show, the whole bit. Ken, did you watch when you were a kid?
I did.
Did you have a crush on Marie?
Yes.
Didn't everybody?
I still do.
Really?
Yeah, I still think she's hot. She's a little kooky now, but I love that.
That doll collection is what kind of freaks me out a little bit. She is a doll collection.
That's what she does.
Yeah, and then she went on Dancing with the Stars, and she was like a real doll, and it was really bizarre. Plus, she fainted that season. It was just a lot of weirdness.
Yeah, I know. I remember
on
her fainting, yeah.
Yeah.
No, she's...
She talks very publicly about her her troubles with postpartum depression, and some of the things that she's just had to kind of work through. I mean, one of her kids died, and
I know it's a hard life.
So I mean, there's a lot of hard things, and she's got a lot of kids, man, and a big career, and that's just a lot of pressure.
Yeah,
but I dig her. I think she's cool. She's got a fun personality. So does Donnie. A lot of fun, and just good people.
Yeah, they seem like they're likable.
Yeah, yeah. So there it is. Your top five songs this week in 1971. Jennifer wasn't even around yet.
Nope.
Ken and I were out riding our skateboards and our bicycles getting ready for school.
In your tough skins.
That's right, in our tough skins, which saved my hide many a time. Those things were great pants, let me tell you. And maroon, woo baby.
Maroon.
Snazzy. 28 past the hour on Dick Stephens' Good Day.
It's called the Consumer Electronics Show, better known as CES.
3,000 exhibitors spread out across the equivalent of 25 football fields of exhibit space, showing off the latest gadgets, software, hardware, and so on.
Technology expert Gary Kay writes a column on AARP.org.
And I'm also chief content officer of InTheBoombox.tv, a website oriented towards tech for baby boomers and seniors.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This week on Primetime Focus, what Gary liked at CES. Let's start with a Breezy, a tablet for unsavvy computer users.
Preloaded software so that they can use the internet, chat, email, and video conferencing.
Without lots of downloads and extra stuff, and a trusted helper to remote in when the user gets stuck.
Make changes and show them how things work and so on.
So the user won't get too frustrated. I'll put up a link for information. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If your hotel balcony lacks a railing and a floor, it's probably just a window. If you're going to L.A., don't book a hotel room in Tallahassee. If you want to book hotels from your mobile device, use the Hotels.com mobile app. You can't use it until you download it, but once you have, you've got it.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Jennifer Horn.
I'm all right with me.
Trying to enunciate.
There you go.
Ken Kessler, because of my froggy voice, I'm trying to make up for it. And my name is Rich the Frogman McFadden.
It's not as bad as you think it is, honestly.
I know. Okay. Our friend Doug Steffen has taken a well-deserved day off. He's going to go to Disney. Doug was on last night. They said, what are you
going
to do? He said,
I'm going to Disneyland. Yeah.
He's going to Disney World. No, Disneyland. Yeah. He's down in FLA, so he will be back tomorrow morning, so hang out. Until then, I'm going to reach over for our big news story that you need to hear, and I'm going to hit the record on the record player. You guys hold on for me once.
Ooh, a record. You're getting fancy.
I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way. And when they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you.
Yes, we have no bananas. You know, when bananas first started to be widely exported in the 1870s, they were an exotic treat.
Listen to you.
But by the 1950s, the fruit, but are you ready for this?
Yes.
Botanically, bananas are actually an herb.
Really?
Yes. But, never mind. Bananas were the favorite for millions, and Panama, one of the big banana exporters then, was struck by disease. It was caused by a soil fungus that swept through Central and South America, killing bananas and all other plants in its path.
There was a fungus among us.
There was a fungus among us, and it killed all the bananas.
So really, a banana is an herb?
A banana, that's what they say.
I'm going to have to
do a little bit more research into that. But by the 1960s, there was one kind of banana called a Gross Michael, or a Big Mike. And that was the variety.
I met him once.
You dated him once. That was virtually the one that was exported. That was all over the world. And it was close to extinction. And then they found a cure for the disease, and they were able to stop it. And one of the things that they did is they came up with a commercial kind of a variety of banana called the Cavendish. And that's the banana we all know and eat today. And you likely have some in your house. I have some on my kitchen table.
You are a plethora of banana.
I am the banana man.
You are the banana man.
When it comes to bananas,
that's why they call you that. I understand now.
So they started to make the Cavendish, the commercial banana. And it was easy to pack, easy to ship. It had the thicker skin, so it was easier to put it on a ship and have it last for 2 or 3 weeks. So it counts now for 95% of all banana exports. But look out. Bananas are the world's most valuable fruit. Exports rose from 11.9 million tons in 2001 to 16.5 million tons in 2012.
A lot of bananas.
Americans eat more bananas than apples and oranges together.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, I would say I do, too. We eat a lot of apples, but definitely more bananas. My kids will knock off a bunch of bananas in a day or 2 days. Once more, the export industry is fighting to survive because the disease is coming back. But this time it's on two fronts. It was kind of held over in the Philippines for a while, but now has moved into Central and South America. And they have two diseases they're fighting now. It's called black ciguatera. It's a disease which blackens the leaves and can halve the yields of a banana crop, showing resistance to the fungicide, which they use to combat it. And it's normally controlled by spraying every week, which increases the grower's cost considerably.
And, well, this is obviously terrorism.
Well,
from the apple people.
You laugh. But I definitely think, you know, we talked about terrorists trying to hit our water supplies. I definitely think they could hit our crop supplies, but I don't think that's what's going on here. And then there's another disease. So the black ciguatera disease has the crops becoming more expensive because now they're having to treat them once a week, twice a week. And they're worried about that the disease could grow immune to the spraying. And then there's another one called the Fock Tropical Race 4 disease. And that started in Panama and it attacks the Cavendish and several other countries. So that's kind of the one going to Central and South America. And they say so far they've been able to escape it. But it's going to be not a question of what, but when it hits. They say the disease is resistant to, the Cavendish is resistant to both of the diseases for now, but eventually it's going to hit there. So, in Belgium, they're trying to create a new banana, which will be resistant to both of the diseases. They have a collection of all kinds of banana specimens and plantains, and they say modifying the Cavendish banana is another option, perhaps the quicker approach to replacing the Cavendish if they can't figure it out. The scientists in the UN and the International Atomic Agency have bombarded plants with gamma rays, resulting in mutant versions of the bananas, which have shown resistance. So they're going to basically, one of their answers,
they're going to nuke it,
is to nuke it. So keep an eye on this. This kind of freaks me out, like the bee population.
Yeah,
it's kind of odd. It's too bad because bananas are like the perfect food. They're so good. They're so portable. Do you know monkeys eat them backwards?
You know what? That was the big
thing. Or we eat them backwards.
That was the big thing on social media last week.
It works, by the way. If you peel a banana from the bottom up, you don't have all the string.
But how do you open it?
Right.
Oh, very carefully. You just pop your little monkey fingers in there and open it.
Yeah.
It works. Who's ever slipped on a banana peel?
Never.
I've slipped on a lot of things, but banana peel, not one of them.
No.
They always did in the cartoon.
I think you need to be a cartoon character for
if
that.
If Doug were here right now, he would be freaking out.
I know, about gamma rays.
About the gamma rays and about the GMO and how laboratory created this banana is. And, you know, if you really think about
banana.
If you think about it, a commercial banana being created, and now this one strain of banana could be taken out to where they have to invent another kind of banana or shoot it with gamma rays so that it can survive. You think of a banana as being so healthy, and here you are, it's a science-created food.
Well, so much of that is true. I mean, even if you think you're eating healthfully, I mean, a lot of times your fruits and vegetables have so many chemicals and stuff on them. Your body still starves because it's not getting the purest form of the fruit. That's why, I mean, that's where the organic movement all comes from.
Yeah, it freaks me out. I don't like hearing that my food was scientifically created and, you know, you want to think of, but, you know, bananas aren't natural to this continent anyway. So
you don't think we should be eating them?
Well, Dr. Jack always tells us, eat local food.
Right.
If it doesn't grow in your area locally, your body is not built to consume it. And that you should stick to local foods because that's what your body is. But, you know, you think of banana.
I'd have to move to the banana land. I would miss bananas.
Well, my wife is from the Banana Land.
I would move with her.
So we could go down with her.
Yeah, all right, so from bananas to beer to bacon, Rich. The three B's. Your three basic food groups.
My three favorite B's.
I know, actually, who doesn't like beer, bananas, and bacon? There's some good news. I know you like a good beer every once in a while, right? You like to throw one
every
back.
Every now and then.
And Ken, do you ever drink beer?
Occasional.
Yeah, occasionally.
Occasionally.
On a hot day, there is nothing better than a cold beer.
On a cold day, there's nothing better than a cold beer.
There you go.
On a mediocre day, there's nothing better than a cold
beer. I was going to say, Rich's occasionally means every day that ends in Y.
Right.
Those days. Well, there's some good news. If you are a fitness person and if you happen to be a beer enthusiast at the same time, somewhere in the north, a Canadian beverage company has concocted a low-alcohol, protein-packed fit beer. Fit beer. It's expected to be marketed as a sports drink later this year if they get funding for it. It's called Recovery Ale, and it's created by a team of food scientists that touts itself as it's the healthy alternative to traditional ales. It's only 77 calories, which is pretty good, and only 0.5% alcohol, which is really low. And it's supposed to be enriched with nutrients, antioxidants, and electrolytes to replenish your body after a good workout. So you can throw one of these back, do a hard workout, sweat it out, and then throw one of these.
Blah, blah, blah. What a stupid idea.
You don't like it?
Why would anybody take perfectly good alcohol out of a beer? I do not understand the movement behind taking something that is a perfectly good drink and sucking everything out of it
everything
that makes
that
it
you
fun
like about
to drink.
It out.
Yeah.
You know, I will tell you, no one drinks beer for the taste, really. I mean, you might. Most people don't. Like, you drink beer for the effects.
Right.
And so when you take the alcohol out, no one's going to say, ooh, my favorite flavor is beer.
It's not like I want to sit down and get drunk, but I want to enjoy a beer.
Right.
You're right. I mean, I love the taste of beer, so I like the craft beers. And we, you know, I was at my neighbor's house just last weekend, and we were brewing up a batch of an IPA. And it's fun. And it's like you and wine. There are all the different flavors that you like to enjoy. And part of the experience is the alcohol content. And
right.
Sometimes I might just do a Corona. Because it is hot, and I don't want anything that's, you know, too heavy alcoholic. Sometimes with a meal, I want something that's a little bit stronger. And so you kind of have these options. But I can never for the life of me imagine, after I mow the lawn, I go drink a Corona or a, can't even remember now,
Blue?
Corona.
Pacifico?
Yeah. No.
I love Pacifico.
No. So, but it's, you know, it's part of the experience, so why take that out?
I just think it's funny. If anybody's drinking these things for the flavor of beer, I mean, who said, I love wine, but if you ask me, here, let's practice. Ask me what my favorite flavor is.
What's your favorite flavor of wine?
It's not wine. It's like cherry or it's coconut, maybe pineapple. I would never answer the question, beer, even if I like beer.
Yeah. All right. So it's 44 past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day. And for some reason, I can't even fathom why, Doug Steffen has decided to call me the show.
Yeah, because he listens to the show.
Right. So we're going to take a break so that I can answer the phone and chat with Doug and see what's so important that he would call us during the show. And see how his little trip to Disney World is going. So
I think he's bored with the mouse already.
He must be. Yeah. Yes. He's probably sitting in line. He's probably sitting in a line.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right.
Just waiting away.
It's a small world. Let me call in and see what's going on with the show. So it's 45 past the hour. We'll have details for you for the big call right after this.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Do you have more frequent urges to urinate? If you're making more bathroom trips or waking up at night to urinate, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending free supplies of a best-selling prostate supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, a naturally derived formula that helps reduce urges to urinate. You only pay shipping and handling. We only have a limited supply of free bottles, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-954-0799. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula with an ingredient clinically shown to reduce urges to urinate, reduce waking at night, and help make bathroom trips faster. This free giveaway is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Super Beta Prostate free offer. Just call 1-800-954-0799. That's 1-800-954-0799. Call 1-800-954-0799.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, or brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. Get AZ Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle every day. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Excludes select vehicles. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
Oh, poor Dudley. He calls into the show. We told him he was calling number four to hang up and try again. So, hope he enjoys his day.
You know what Doug loves better than anything?
Yes.
Bacon.
Bacon.
Actually, that's a lie. He loves sausage. He always says he doesn't eat meat.
Yeah.
He loves pork products.
He will be the guy that reaches over on your plate and picks up a piece of bacon or sausage before anybody else. You know, he orders himself fruit and yogurt and whatnot, and then he'll reach over to your plate and pick up a sausage link.
Yep.
Well, what's going on with bacon?
He is a pork stealer.
The folks at Oscar Mayer have come up with this promotional gadget that you hook up to the headphone jack in your iPhone, and with a free app that you also get from them, it turns your iPhone into a bacon alarm clock. So you set it for what time you want to get up, and you start to hear the sound of bacon sizzling, and then the little gadget sends out a little puff that smells like bacon cooking. And you can
great.
Get it. You can't buy this. You have to get it for free. You have to win it from them. And their website is wakeupandsmellthebacon.com.
How cool is that? I mean,
that
it's a little creepy
awesome.
That your cell phone can smell.
You know, I like it. Yeah, I've heard the stories about the Smell-O-Vision app thing that you attach. What will your phone not be able to do? It will be able to do everything.
Yeah.
Amazing. All right.
Maybe it'll make a phone call. So Doug, that works.
Doug wants me to try and get him on Skype on his iPad.
Good luck. A couple of us will be back.
Technical catastrophe coming up here on Good Day.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Somehow I'm thinking out of the wrong movie moment song here, Ken Kessler.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like the one that I put up on the thing.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, so this is Los Lobos. What was supposed to be here was a, excuse me, Don't Give Up on His Baby by Owen Wilson, which is featured from Starsky and Hutch, one of Chuck Curry's favorite movies. And the reason I joke with him about that being one of his favorite movies is that he could not stand the fact that they took the Starsky and Hutch franchise and mocked it.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. You know, I didn't like that. But you know what? Having said that, it sort of did work for 21 Jump Street, which was a very funny feature film. But I don't know. Growing up, you know, in the late 70s, early 80s, Starsky and Hutch was not a comedy at all. And
right.
I just liked the tone of the original series.
Yeah, it was a 180-degree flip for them. I don't know how they could think, you know, I guess you go to Huggy Bear and Snoop Dogg.
But they didn't make that film for my generation of people in their 40s. They made that generation. They made that film for, you know, teens and young adults who never really understood and knew or cared about the original stuff.
What's on the horizon this year for remakes? I mean, it seems like, you know, there's not a whole lot of fresh content out there. We see a whole lot of remakes, but we got three or four coming up this year, don't we?
Well, I know one that's gotten a tremendous buzz. Sony's going to release a feature film of The Equalizer, which was a terrific 80s TV show starring English actor Edward Woodward. The feature film stars Denzel Washington. Comes out, I believe, in September, and it got the highest test screening scores for an R-rated film in that studio's history, and they already greenlit a sequel. The premise for that basically is every man-type person is in need of a problem solver, and that's what The Equalizer's job is.
You know,
so the television show is terrific.
Now, Denzel hasn't
great.
Had, and he is, he's awesome, but he hasn't had a big movie in the last year or two, has he?
He's very consistent at the box office. Usually Denzel Washington movies are not huge blockbusters, but they're all moneymakers. They all have solid opening weekends and wind up being very profitable, and he's easily one of the, I'd say, certainly in the top 10 best actors or movie stars in the business, but even probably top 5. I'm a big fan.
One of the guys where you can say, whatever he puts out, I'll go see it.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
even if I'm not interested in the premise, I know I'll probably like the movie.
The guy is just a good company actor, which means that you enjoy watching whatever character he plays. Yeah. Even if it's a villain, it's still fascinating.
He's kind of one of those.
I just want to point out, last night, you know, you guys know I do revival movies at my local community theater twice a month. I did a revival of the original 1968 sci-fi classic Planet of the Apes with Charlton Heston.
Oh, one of your favorites.
How was that?
And we had about 50 people show up. Great crowd. Loved it. That film, 46 years later, is equally fascinating and thought-provoking.
Did you just say 46 years later?
Yeah.
Wow.
1968. That series spanned from 68 to 73. There were five entries in the original franchise. There was a remake, which Tim Burton did, which was not that good. It had a few merits. And then they rebooted the franchise 2 years ago with Rise of the Planet Apes. I think a fine film. And then this summer, speaking of remakes or sequels, Dawn of the Planet Apes, the sequel to that reboot, comes out. I'm looking forward to that one.
All right, Chucker, why don't you give us the movie news here for Monday morning?
Well, box office totals, 300 Rise of an Empire made a big splash, $45 million in business, number one. Also did $87 million overseas. The animated Mr. Peabody placed second, 32.5. That's a good opening. Liam Neeson's Nonstop, a fun B-movie, 15.3, $52 million in 2 weeks. The Lego Movie, a movie my daughter loved, $11 million, $225 million in 5 weeks of release, placed fourth. There's going to be a sequel to that film in 3 years. And Son of God rounds up the top five, $10 million, $41 million in 10 days of release. Considering its budget and little marketing campaign, that movie's very profitable.
Yeah, you know, the animated movies, when I saw the fact that, Mr. Peabody?
Yeah.
I could not, that shocked me that they were going to remake that. That was such kind of a not really obscure cartoon from when we were kids, but it wasn't one of the A-list ones that you would think that they would remake.
Yeah, the only problem with that genre as a whole, the animated genre, I just think it's a little bit oversaturated. It's a big cash cow for the studios, but they are very, very expensive to produce. So if one becomes a miss, a studio really can take a big financial
hit. It takes years. I mean, they're 5 years to make those things.
Yeah, and some of these budgets are close to $200 million on them.
Yeah. All right. Well, there it is, your movie news for Monday morning with Chuck Curry. Visit his blog at entertainmentbeyond.com.
Entertainmenttodayandbeyond.com.
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, sans Doug Steffen here on the Good Day Show at 58 past the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.